Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The FT.
The FT Arts Podcast is brought to you by Vacheron Constantin.
Hello, I'm Peter Aspden, and this is the latest in our series, Life of a Song. In 1927, an Istanbul-born Greek musician, Tetos Dimitriadis, recently translocated to the US, recorded a piece of music which he remembered from his youth. Misirlu, loosely translated as Egyptian girl, was a swaying, erotic folk song performed in the rebetiko style that was popular among Greek Anatolians. The sweet way you look at me lights flames in my heart. Honey seeps from your lips. The mesmerizing and catchy melody, not credited with a composer, proved popular, and the song was performed in a variety of styles in subsequent years. Another Greek, Nikos Roubanis, gave it an instrumental jazz arrangement in 1941, and Misirlu became something of a standard, its sexy otherness adorning many a repertoire of the lounge bands of the time. It also became something of what we would today call a world music sensation. Versions were recorded in Arabic and Yiddish, and various communities of the Eastern Mediterranean laid claim to the original melody. It continued to ping its way across the globe until it settled in the heart and mind of a young American by the name of Richard Mansour, who was in the process of adopting the racier moniker of Dick Dale. Dale was of Lebanese descent from his father's side. He had learned the ukulele as a young boy, graduating to the guitar, but fell in love with the more adrenaline-charged pastime of surfing when his family moved to Southern California in 1954. All the elements of a cultish Big Bang were in place when he was allegedly asked at one of his concerts if he could play an entire song on one string of his guitar. Dale remembered Misirlu from his childhood and zapped it out in show-off double-quick time. The crowd loved it. It was the beginning of the surfer's stomp movement, recalled Dale many years later. Into the studio he went, and Misirlu's twist appeared on his first album, 1962's Surfer's Choice. He played it on The Ed Sullivan Show. The Beach Boys heard it, loved it, and recorded it too on their second album, Surfing USA. Within a couple of generations, the heady Anatolian love song had somehow become a frantic anthem for mastering the swells of the Californian waves. Could anything be more postmodern? Well, yes. In the 1990s, Misirlu came under the irony-loving gaze of Quentin Tarantino, who was putting together the music for his long-awaited follow-up to Reservoir Dogs, a pastiche film noir he would call Pulp Fiction. The cast included the rising star Uma Thurman and the forgotten star John Travolta, and the music used in the opening credits was Dick Dale's Misirlu. Pulp Fiction was a sensation, audiences falling in love all over again with Dale's artful stomp. The song that was originally a molten celebration of flaming desire became an exercise in ironic detachment. It subsequently became a signifier of naive 1960s culture, used in such style-conscious works as Mad Men, when drippy Don Draper tries to let go of his inhibitions on a trip to LA, and sampled by the Black Eyed Peas in Pump It from the Monkey Business album. The video for that single was a perfect mashup of pop culture references, in which group leader Will.i.am fought with Oriental hoodlums in a car park, showed off his digitally doctored football skills, and generally wrapped his way around the old Eastern melody with aplomb. Miss Ilou returned to something of its former glory when it was sung by the Greek singer Anna Vissi in the closing ceremony of the Athens 2004 Olympics. How weird it was that the ceremony should include the theme from Pulp Fiction, the millions of television spectators must have wondered. Those in the know simply welcomed the old tune and its lusty homage to a young girl's honeyed lips back to its homeland.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.